Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today, we're going to talk about people with individualization and how they can develop their talents while they build relationships. To understand their development, we need to understand one thing. People with the individualization talent have unique needs too. And the more present these needs are, the easier it'll be for them to develop their talent. For example, they need to ignore or bend the rules every now and then. They need others to appreciate their unique edge too. They need others to tailor the way they work. They need others to be open-minded about exploring their unique talent. And they need approaches, guidelines, processes, and systems to be customizable. But here's the thing. People with individualization won't always have the luxury of these conditions. So what can they do to keep developing their talents? Outgrow their biases and create an inner environment that helps their talent grow either way. For example, they can ask themselves, am I hurting the group to favor an individual? Is the trade-off worth it? Are others manipulating my willingness to bend the rules for them? Am I ignoring my inner compass just to accommodate others? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building those strong communities together.